So, we'll spend a couple of minutes in silence to meditate. So, I've already spoken on about what we should, what we can reflect upon. Yeah? So, we'll just do this on our own for the next couple of minutes. Obedience to my guru and protector Manjushri, who holds this heart, the scriptural text, symbolic of seeing all things as they are. The sun is shining, shines forth as the sun, and clouded by ignorance of ignorance of ignorance, who teaches the 60 ways with the patient love of Father, Bodhisattva, Son. All creatures caught in the prison of samsara, peace and darkness of ignorance, overwhelmed by their suffering. You, whose dragon thunder proclamation of Dharma, rouses us from the stupor of delusions and frees us from the iron chains of our karma. Whose powerful sword of wisdom hews down suffering wherever it sprouts from here, clearing away the darkness of all ignorance. I entreat you, O Manjushri, whose lineage of all this adorned in 112 months of the Buddha, who has completed 10 stages, achieving the highest perfection of the Buddha, who has begun from the beginning, O Manjushri, all loving one, with the brilliance of your wisdom, illuminate the darkness, enclosing our minds, enlighten our intelligence and wisdom, so that we may gain insight into the Buddha's teachings. Text. Explain them, O Marabatana De Marabatana De So she would
어떻게 따뜻한다? 치워 지들. 이거 중학갑라 세딘 낭시엔도해. 그리고 딱 낭시엔도해 뒤다 답 쇼도 좋아 가려했다. 간대시도 그래. 가려 검진 낭 세딘 낭시도 그래.
Okay, I have a question for you guys. So, a person of a small capacity is supposed to stop his or her overemphasis on the happiness of this life, isn't it? So actually, literally in Tibetan, the person is supposed to reverse his or her attraction to this life's happiness. Okay? So then may I ask you, what is the best method for doing so? What is the best method, the best way to overcome an overemphasis on the happiness of this life?
Very short answer, yeah, can say, anybody can say. This is the method, yeah. So we have covered all the topic, yeah. So now give me short answer. Huh? Yeah, anybody come in the mic? Teacher, any check Chimaton you can look at over here? Do you chung up this Chimaton you can let you over?
So, of course, when you overcome the attraction, or to, when you reverse the attraction to this life's happiness, I mean, at the same time, you're supposed to develop a sincere interest in your future life's happiness, right? So a person of small capacities is supposed to reverse the attraction, reverse his or her attraction to the happiness of this life, and supposed to develop a real sincere interest in his or her own future lives, yeah, isn't it? So, what is the method for developing that sincere interest? And is it the same? Is the method the same as the one that is used to overcome one's overemphasis on the happiness of this life? Is it the same or not?
Quick.
I was just going to say to reflect on the sufferings of this life. I haven't thought about the rest of the answer, but perhaps also then to reflect on the sufferings that come with future lives. I have to think about the rest.
What? Your answer is meditating suffering of this life. Yeah. But can you explain a little bit why?
How does that reverse the attraction, one's attraction to the happiness of this life?
Reflecting on the sufferings of this life then lessens one's attraction or attachment to the enjoyments of this life. Along with reflecting on the sufferings, then one has to think about the condition of whatever enjoyments there are in the nature of impermanence.
So if you meditate on the sufferings of this life, then how does that meditation causes the person to develop a sincere interest in the happiness of the future lives, because whatever experience in the future lives is the same as this life. It's all in the nature of suffering, right?
So the question is, how does reflecting on suffering cause you to think about wanting a future life? Is that what I heard?
So if you meditate on the suffering of this life, and that causes you to give up any interest in this life, this method will not help you to develop a sincere interest in your future lives, isn't it? Because in the future life, it's the same, yeah? The experiences in the future life is the same as this life, yeah? It's all in the nature of suffering.
Then if one continues to meditate in that manner, then one has to ask what is beyond even the medium scope. But we haven't got there yet.
Yeah, is this person of small capacity in the person's context? Because you say that in order to reverse the attraction to this life, to overcome the overemphasis on the happiness of this life, you have to meditate on the suffering of this life, right?
Yes.
The meditation on the sufferings of this life comes mainly in the practices of the person of medium capacity. Yeah? It doesn't come in the person of small capacity, right?
Well, that's why I was thinking that then you have to reflect on the great scope as the next step. So,
nice question of the small scope. Yeah?
Yes. So, I'm not quarreling
great
with
scope, so that's not correct.
Anybody else want to try?
I'm just going to try. Okay?
Look, you look like you're going to dance.
No. I'm thinking, right, by reflecting on the death and impermanence, we can reverse our attachment to the present life happiness, because then you would know that nothing is permanent in this life, so therefore why be attached to whatever happiness there is in this life? Does it make sense?
Yeah. Huh? I think so.
The main cause of us getting so attached to the happiness of this life, to the extent of overemphasizing it and putting all the emphasis and priority on it, the cause is mainly our apprehension of permanence. Yeah, grasping, believing strongly that things and events are permanent, and in particular our own lifespan, our own enjoyments, and basically all the good things in our life. We feel that they will never change, they will remain as it is, and they will last for a very long time. It's a very strong, innate kind of feeling, a belief. And due to that, therefore, we have this overemphasis on happiness of this life, getting so attached to it. So basically, the main cause is, in technical terms, we call apprehension of permanence. Yeah. Basically, grasping, believing very strongly that things and events, everything is will not change, it's permanent. Yeah. So, if that's the case, then the best method to counteract this grasping at permanence is to do the nine point meditation or reflection on death. Yeah.
Oh, tindesh ni ta tanda ma zo ta manta manta la sedi la chapa chung la tangwa hai shi ta ti tap chodo kiwa di ta mitaba kome di yinpa re rwa ta mitaba rangshi yinpa rwa ta namchi na chigire sime di yungur di yinaya ta tarin chigima re, sanye chigima re ta tarin shoga dan kongda nila chabra medenga do shi sanye dan tarin nila chabra medenga do shi chikwa do zindenga ji ma zo kanga yue de chagadwa तो तिंदे की जिंगी अनेक चीज तरीन द संग चबा में संगे द नंग चबा में दुख सिंदा तंग जिंग शाहों द सोंचे ता चिग मारे सिंदा तिंदे की ता तंग जिंग उंगी ता चेली दिगी ला चाचे देहजी यूं दुआ रवा तिंदे जी ता चुन लो दाय ला को नम्सी न्यामे समे रवा ता चोल न्यामा नम्सी न्यामस ता तिंदे जी ता या पुरी समत ना को रंशिंग ता चेली ला चाबे चाचे चुन लो दाय जी 용토베레 제정다 틴조라야고 미다베랑신 타양 곰자기나 오토스니 잡고 로바타 세들랑신 도야기 탑쇼도 교리 페제다 미다바 코메디 페제 차기요레 로바
So we all need to at the very least what we all need to do is to reduce that current overemphasis on the happiness of this life, of this very strong attachment to this life, isn't it, right? So in order to do that, then we have to weaken its cause of this apprehension of true existence. And the way to do that is to reflect on death and impermanence. Yeah. Now, of course, we all know that, we all agree and we all accept it. We all know that it will happen sooner or later, right? Okay, so we all accept it. But while we live our life with that belief and an understanding, yet in each and every day of our lives, we never ever think that death may happen today. Yeah, we live our lives and passing each and every day thinking that it will not happen today. It will happen sometime in the future, maybe tomorrow. Yeah, and then look at how we view ourselves in the world. And it's like, we feel that there's really not much difference, or in fact, we don't feel any difference. We don't find that there's any difference between our life in the morning and our life in the evening on the same day. We don't even really feel that there's any difference between today and yesterday, isn't it? Yeah. So there's no difference. Everything, things are kind of permanent, solid, fixed, and pretty much the same, isn't it? And we basically carry on our lives in such a way, day after day, in and day out, thinking that I will not die. Yeah? So, and because of that, then that's where the attachment, the very strong attachment in the to this life, this is where this is basically the source, yeah, from which we have this very strong attachment. Yeah. So the way to counteract this, to at least to reduce this overemphasis on this life, is to reflect and to meditate on death and impermanence. Bring to mind that is, if you want to meditate. So if you want to change, then this is what we have to do to reflect on how we're definitely going to die, but how? No? And yet, the time of our death is really uncertain. Yeah. Okay.
What in the shop? Chadan, that said the service chocolate shook chumbuina, that said the notion, Dotuku Yamare, that said Shamba shook chumbuina, chapa shukchumayi na ta tanda ti chapa kien che 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 di tanda dhubayari zo che che yungde kuyari rawa di yin du kala chima se di shashun cha tra shi cime tunye lo se di wane ta yakpo gugudu se di mato wane shukchumayi mayi nga shi rawa karasi na zo che di la chapa shukchawa yin za che di tanda dhubayari che du ta tanda mang che che di la dhote shi ta manzo kanga tinde yi mare
so until we are able to reduce our current overemphasis on this life's happiness, until we are able to do that, yeah. Until then, our attachment to the happiness of this life will be very strong, yeah. So when our attachment to the happiness of this life is very strong, then obviously our whole focus in life, whatever we do, the energy is all directed at achieving the goals of this life alone, right? Isn't it? Yeah. And in that situation, then the happiness of future lives, it becomes incidental. Yeah. It becomes something of secondary importance. You know, in the back of our mind, we may still think, yeah, the happiness of my future life is important. Yeah. But it's not strong. It's not really, you know, strong, you know, because of the overemphasis on the happiness of this life. Still, because of that, then we will naturally be attracted to this life's and happiness. And because of that, then obviously all the attention and effort will be just put solely on achieving the happiness of this life, right?
What in this song? That Ningbo Di, that said in Nangshan Duella, that's all. So you made it, Chapi Kinchin, Chapa the Chungu Dan Shidu, that Mitabe Rashin Bas, Rava, Tamas Mitabe Rashin Bas, that Tindesh, that Yan and Summer Tango, the Kishim Chagua, present Tap Chodu, the present Mitaba Comedy, Rava.
So, yeah, so the main reason why we feel that this life's happiness is more important. Why we prioritize it and we put emphasis on it is basically because of our strong attachment to the happiness of this life. So until we reduce the attachment to this life, then there's nothing much we can do about overcoming our overemphasis on this life happiness. Yeah. So, and it is mentioned in the teachings that the best method for us to work with our gross attachment for this life's happiness. Is to think, to really bring to mind, to reflect and to meditate on our own death and our own impermanence. Yeah. So that's the best method. Yeah. So this is something that we have to do all the time. Yeah.
Oh, 독신이 단단히 단영법이 중요한 텐데 순구야래 순만하실 레드민 도시니 친구 소소 삼로 땅시 단미 답에 랑시 다 텐데 삼로 땅시 교가 또 기여받아 너와 답아 텐보며 봐 교가 또 해봐 내 삶의 땅나 아니 꼭 친구 자신 중을 두고 있는데도 다 소소 냠냠 사과해 말해.
Well, this is what is mentioned in the teachings, right? But we all have to experiment for ourselves. We have to see for ourselves. This is something that we all have to do on an individual level. Yeah. So this is what the Buddha has said. So you think about it, you know, our things, you know, including ourselves, our lives, our friends, and what have you. Do they change or not? Are they in the nature of impermanence or not? You know? And when we do remember impermanence, when we do remember our own mortality, our own death, and does it help, you know, to help us? Does it reduce our attachment, our desire? Yeah? So this is something that we all have to see for ourselves, right?
That day, at the summer time, said it, or toxin, that on the knee. What in there shot that cinema that Shima Tunig Lucas, that on that Shima Tunier said it was your Chimaji Tunia, Jibusigam, Shima Tunier said it. Shima then the Densanshi, Tunig Lucas, some got the Sungu, Jibuchung, did Tunig Lucala, so near to Duma somewhere. Lava, Tada Chivina, Chua, some Tada Chivina. 년성도 송거됐어. 다소소 다 된다 터치 링 터가지 매번 인상. 다 년도 송나. 다 년도 동안 삼십. 지금 인도 삼십다. 다
To develop a sincere interest in our visualized happiness. So I mean, it's said in the text we have to develop an interest in our visualized, isn't it? But it's not as simple as that. I mean, it's not just developing an interest. In this context, it is about developing a real interest, wanting, developing a real interest from your own side to want to become reborn as a human being or as a god, yeah, a holy god. Yeah. Basically, you've got a good rebirth, right? Isn't it? Yeah. And the way to do that is to reflect on how we are going to the lower realms, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah. By reflecting on the suffering of the lower realms. Because if you think about it, where are we going, So then we realize that that the chances of us going to the lower realms is very high, and if we get out, when we find ourselves there in our next life, then it would be terrible, yeah. A lot of suffering and problems. Only then, then will we really, have this real, heart, sincere wish, to want to be born as a human being or as a in the higher realms, right?
So the most
effective method for overcoming attraction to this life's happiness is the reflection, the meditation on death and impermanence. And the most effective method for developing a real sincere wish to have a good rebirth in our next life, the best method is to reflect on the sufferings of the lower realms, and the sufferings that we will have to experience in the lower realms, right? So these are the two methods. And then on that basis, once you have the this real interest, you've heartfelt, you really want to get a good rebirth, yeah. Then you will investigate, you will look for what's the cause. What is it that will enable you to get a good rebirth, right? So then, of course, if you investigate, then the cause is basically you have to engage in virtue, yeah? Virtuous actions. And in particular, to live your life in an ethical way, intentionally refraining from the 10 non-virtuous actions, right? Okay? And of course you cultivate the 10 virtuous actions. And also you would also have to engage in the practice of purifying the non-virtuous actions you've already accumulated in the past, and you do that, and you do that purification practice with the applications of the four powers, yeah. So the practice of a person of small capacity is therefore to reverse the attraction to this life. through meditating, to reflecting on meditating on death and impermanence, and to develop a real sincere interest in his or her own future lives. Yeah. Okay? That's the main thing. Yeah. So, and then on the basis on changing the mindset, right? Overcoming the current preoccupation of this life and changing it to one that is focused on the future lives and really having this sincere interest to get a good rebirth. Then on the basis, and the person, if the person was to live an ethical way of life, abandoning the 10 non-virtuous actions intentionally and to purify his or her own negativities, you know, then what kind of result will this person achieve? So this person will achieve a good rebirth, right? Yeah, this person will achieve a good rebirth, either as a human being or also a worldly god. Yeah. But if you were to ask, then is that all? Is that sufficient? Is it sufficient just to aim for that, or just to be satisfied or to be happy with a good rebirth? You know? And then the answer is no.
Oh, that's right. Mintige ta ti ne ma ta ki bu tin de nam shak sunga te sam ki bu chung ta lam nyam su lang che ko ba du ba sam ki tik ma res ta te sam chog ne tik ma res ti ka la ta ti le la chi gu res ta 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 te sam tik ma res sunga la ta ani ki bu tin gi lam ki nam shak sunga ba re.
So is it sufficient, is it all right just to aim for a good rebirth, no? So let's say you do achieve a good rebirth, and is that all? Should you be satisfied with just that? And the answer is no. Yeah, no. So the answer is we shouldn't stop there. It's not enough. Yeah. And so, this point in time, then the practices that are shared with a person of a medium capacity. Yeah. So the practices of a person of medium capacity are now. Will now be taught, shown to that person, right?
Oh, to see, ne kaza niya guai chik tere, ta pena kulwe ani ne lu longjo pusum so ka deji ina yang ko kaza toba chwa na shi ne kap tundu niya chares, tar tu tundu niya chamares, ko ne longjo pusum so ba di ne kap tundu niya chares no gula tar tu ko tundu niya chamares, ati sungu yare.
So as we have already, I think we discussed this in the last lesson, right? So we saw how having an excellent body, having excellent resources, and having excellent people around you help us, you know, and those things that are still within, those which are included within cyclic existence, samsara. So these things are something that we should still aim for, but keeping in mind that these are temporary goals, yeah. They are not the
ultimate goals.
So at this point in time, then you have the practices of a person of small capacity, medium capacity, right? So to such a person, then there will be an explanation of how, even if you do obtain a good rebirth, such as a human being or as a god, you know, nevertheless. All the experiences of being a human being and a god ultimately is still in the nature of suffering. Yeah, it does not pass, it does not go beyond suffering. Yeah, yeah. And although these experiences, especially like happy experiences, so-called pleasurable experiences, as a god, as a human being, although they are in the nature of suffering, in reality, although they are in the nature of suffering, but most people look at them as real, something really good. Yeah, they consider it to be real happiness. real pleasure, yeah. Okay? But in reality, that is not the case, yeah. Although the experiences of being a human being or being a god, you know, is in the nature of suffering. However, we look at them as if they were real happiness, real pleasure. Yeah. So this is a wrong conception. Yeah. And this conception is basically called apprehending something which is by nature unpleasant as pleasant. So that's such a mistaken concept. Yeah. So this needs to be overcome, removed. Yeah. Not realizing that which is the nature of suffering to be in the nature of suffering, again then we develop attachment for those experiences. Yeah. As of course there is again this apprehension of permanence, yeah, regarding these experiences as permanent, and we get attached to them, and then again when we get then we will do engage in all sorts of actions, like in all kinds of different non-virtuous actions. We commit negative karma in the process of running after these experiences due to attachment. Yeah. So therefore it is said that even if you do get a good rebirth, so what? No big deal, because there's no guarantee, because it is always possible to fall back into the three lower realms, because especially when you create a cause for it, when you, due to attachment, when we engage in non-virtuous actions, yeah. So therefore, they say getting a good rebirth is no big deal.
Oh, tanda yin, ta tanda ningbo junse ni ge tanda zhu bi mai shi. Ta ngon shi me ta ngon do lami dian shang tao ba yin na yang ko ka su ne. Ani ko mi de ge shi, dian shang mi de ge shi. Junse ka le de shi na ko dong a ge rang shi de. Junse jik tin de song ai, ani junse jik la de yang ni song de dong ge de shi. Ta junse ni ge dong ne, ta lami shi ma lami dian shang de yang.
So if you were to ask, is getting a good rebirth as a human being or God sufficient? Is that all? Is it okay just to aim for that alone? So the answer is no, yeah. The answer is no. Why? Primarily because of two reasons. First reason is this. It's no big deal even if you get a good rebirth. Because all your experiences in those good rebirths are in the nature of suffering. Second reason, there's no big deal even if you do get a good rebirth. You know, the point is not to be satisfied with that alone. Yeah? Because even if you do get a good rebirth, still there will come a point in time where you have to go back to the lower realms. And it is always very possible to fall back to the miserable realms, yeah. So these are the two reasons. Yeah.
Okay. That cinema, that you would drink is that the cinema, so I'll talk on a lot, then I'll long at him at the top. You would drink that to me, I'm getting a lot of young, she is that on the cinema long at her. Samba jang ngon jebe tse tela lukta sala taba dhubi namje nanshin tena peba os tambo la nyi taba to nyi lo ngon suma te jebe tapso osta.
Okay, so according to the outline, So now it's training the mind in the stages of the path is shared with persons of medium capacity. So if you look at the actual training, now if you look at Jawar, Tamjo. Okay, so there's the actual training. The actual training in the in that attitude, you know, then the measure of developing that attitude, then eliminating any misconceptions about it. And then last one is determining or establishing the nature of the path that leads to liberation, yeah. Okay, so as for the first one, the mental training in the mind, training the mind, the stages of the path that is shared with the person or medium capacity, yeah? So the first one, the mental training. Then there are two parts to it. First, you identify the mind that is intent on liberation. And number two, the method for developing the mind that is intent on the liberation. So as for the actual training the mind in the path that is shared with the person of medium capacity, first we have to identify what is this mind that is intent on liberation? Yeah. And then they will talk about the methods for developing this mind, okay? So before we can identify what is the mind that is intent on liberation, we first have to identify correctly what is liberation.
O tuksini, ta tarpa ngosuma sedi la dine maa ta loa yinsare. Ta thambu ni, tarpa ngosuma sedi, ta tarpa sheba ni jingbali towa de, ten le nyo nyi ni korwa chingji yin la, di nyi onge kamji onge dogam sundansi. Dwe chana nga la soba, ta la soba ngam chukdang, jene ji guane nga la soba shiru pungpa nyinsam jawa ni, jingbi ngo yinbi, tele towa ni tarpa ngosu.
Okay, so first identifying what exactly is liberation. Yeah. So liberation means freedom from bondage. And what binds you to cyclic existence is karma and the afflictions. Under their power, the aggregates are reborn in a threefold manner. In terms of the three realms, they are reborn in the desire realm and so forth. In terms of kinds of beings, they are reborn as five, or the six kinds of beings. And in terms of the type of birth, they are reborn in four ways. Rebirth from a womb, and so forth. Okay, so since this is the nature of bondage, freedom from rebirth that is impelled by karma and afflictions, yeah, is liberation. Yeah.
Okay, you got the liberation, yeah? Huh?
Okay,
알아. 다톤다 칭에디 레다니 뭐 칭이야. 다톤다 레다니 뭔기 다 샤완도도 돼. 칭스도 가나라. 디 옹도도 돼. 알아. 독신이 디 옹도도제 다 감숨 숨 숨에 감나 거라자야. 라와메 거르고야. 아니 다가나시 다 도와 리토 진대기 때나 자와 냥고야. 디 샤완도 송지. 다가나시 다 Jenis yang untuk china, tak jenis sih, tak ngaji. Ani wong alai jawa, ani zuki, lewe, cule jawa, zuki seperti itu, lewe.
Okay, so liberation means freedom from bondage. Yeah. So. What is it that binds us in cyclic existence? The thing that binds us in cyclic existence is karma and the afflictions. Yeah. So liberation means freedom from being bound to cyclic existence due to karma and afflictions. Yeah. So due to karma and afflictions, we circle in cyclic existence in the three realms. And in these three realms, we are reborn as the six types of beings. And in terms of the type of birth, the manner in which we are born, we are either born from a womb, or we are born from eggs, or there is also birth from heat and moisture, and then there is spontaneous birth, or but the meaning of which is another. The literal translation is like a magical birth, you know, something mysterious and basically, yeah. Anyway.
Tokshine, that tonda ni nyumbo taro se de tonda. Tinde ching that tonda ledan nyemong tele chuyen dukala. That ledan nyemong de meba chayen dukala. That tonda ni taba se de tobyongashi. That tonda.
When we are no longer bound by karma and afflictions, then we are liberated. So this is liberation. Yeah. So when we are no longer bound, like government scholar, I guess. When you're free from your bond, you're not bound by your own karma and afflictions. If you are freed from that, then that's what is liberation. Yeah. Okay. So, but if we think about liberation in a bit more deeply, well, it boils down to the nature of our mind, isn't it? Yeah. Of course, we know, we say we are bound by karma and afflictions, but the thing that is, what is the main thing that is bound by karma and afflictions is the mind, isn't it? Yeah. Isn't it? So come the day when the mind is freed, is separated from the afflictions, yeah. And then the clear light nature of the mind is fully revealed, yeah. Right. Isn't it? That's liberation, right? So if you think about it a bit more deeper.
Yeah,
so come the day when the mind is completely separated from the afflictions, yeah. Then, you know, that's when, you know, we achieve liberation, yeah. That's when the pure, clear light nature of the mind is completely revealed, yeah. And the mind, which is the nature of clear light, that very fact is the very nature of our minds. Yeah. That is the suchness of the mind, yeah. This is what liberation is. On the basis of having identified the goal of liberation, then we are supposed to develop an interest in achieving that. So that is what is called the mind that is intent on liberation. So first you know what is liberation, then you're supposed to develop an express interest and a real interest, a desire for it. Yeah. Okay. Then, if you're supposed to develop an interest for this liberation, then what are the methods for developing it? Yeah. So there comes in the text, and the next thing is this is a talk about the Four Noble Truths, right? Basically, the essence is this, yeah. In order to be able to really develop the mind that's intent on liberation, basically in simple English, if you really want to develop a real wish to achieve this liberation, yeah, then you really have to understand the Four Noble Truths, yeah.
Okay,
so now we will look at the method for developing the mind intent on liberation. Okay, so the text says the desire to relieve, well, if you're looking at the root text, it's on page 105, right? I'm reading from the Lamrim Chenmo, page 268. The desire to relieve the suffering of thirst. So here is employing an analogy. Yeah, first. The desire to relieve the suffering of thirst is based on seeing that you do not want to be tormented by thirst. Then the meaning. Likewise, the desire to attain liberation, which relieves the suffering of the aggregates appropriated by karma and the afflictions, is based upon seeing that the appropriated aggregates are flawed insofar as they have suffering as their nature. Unless you develop a determination to reject cyclic existence through meditating on its faults, you will not seek relief from the suffering of the appropriated aggregates. So the 400 stanzas says, how can one who is not disenchanted with this world appreciate peace? Cyclic existence like home is difficult to leave behind.
Okay, so 디송그라레 제가 디 사메다 다 두텐 코에 니미 사메 아니 지 군중 코에 조심 사메 어떤 내용이 다 담도 두군이기 통네 다 성로 땅과야 봐
So the text here, the text is saying that you know it is extremely important to be able to see for ourselves how the appropriated aggregates in the nature of suffering. So that is of vital importance to be able to see that for ourselves. And the way to do that, you know, is to reflect on the faults of cyclic existence. And to reflect, to understand the process in which, you know, in which we circle in cyclic existence.
What there is that today, that tomorrow, 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 that
So, so therefore, when the Buddha taught on the Four Noble Truths, he first taught about the true suffering, or the truth of suffering. Then he talked about the truth of the origin of suffering. Then he talked about the truth of the cessation, yeah. And then lastly he showed the truth of the path. So this is the order, yeah.
어떻게 다좀내 되게 손세 다 돈다 티가라 다 똑같은데 용해 다 돈다 된시 땅원에 지나 군주 때문에 내가 손 뒤에 동안 때문에 손 뒤에 남대 손 꼭대 뒤에 좀 손 꼭으로 왔어 다 좀내 고동 손샷이 가래에 나서 가르스나 다 방법 군중대만 군중대만에 동할대만 중고로 봐. 다 군대 조당대나 티데레스는 점례니겠다. 동할대만 당보송 군중제라송. 아니 꼭반예라송 남대제라송. 다티 군제 가리나 스다티 도파용에 어디네마다 동할대만 예라송 거에 다 군제 송에 어디네마다.
Okay, so you got the order, yeah? The Buddha first talked about the truth of suffering, then he talked about the truth of the origin of suffering, then he talked about the truth of cessation, and then lastly, the truth of the path, which leads to that cessation, right? So then, at this point, in the text, there's a qualm that is raised, yeah? You know? And the qualm is this. Why did the Buddha talk about the Four Noble Truths in that order? Because if you talk about the Four Noble Truths in terms of the evolution, in terms of the cause and effect, the Buddha should have first mentioned the truth of the origin of suffering, which is the cause of the truth of suffering. Likewise, the Buddha actually, you know, why did the Buddha not talk about the truth of the path first before talking about the truth of cessation? Because if you talk about the Four Noble Truths in from the perspective of cause and effect, right? That is how it should be done, right? So why didn't the Buddha do it, you know?
What to say? That when that day Sudo Gala, that Lenin Bola, that Zozo, that Nyamlen Che, Nyaga Chimbuchi, or Sri Batin Sunga, that when that day Sri Lenin.
The answer is this: the Buddha reversed the order. The Buddha spoke about the Four Noble Truths. In the order which I've just highlighted to you earlier, right? There's a reason for doing that because that order is extremely important for practice.
What do you mean? Tina ma ta ta ti kandeji le sna ta tina ma kanshe na ti tar du cha rangi la thoma korwa le thar do chinche ma lo poshi ma ye na zawa chebe thala thaba chita chis tena thoma Dusha, Marik, Mumbai, Jimmy, Koya, Punzo, Donga, Matela, Dawazim, Sinjalo, Lubala, Shibjabales, Donga Jasu, Dila, Nalokun, Yemen, Chingotin, Jimon, Chiba, Chichi, Jimmy, Jushasum, Bataros.
Okay, so the Buddha first thought about the truth of suffering and then the truth of origin and suffering and so forth. Yeah. So, why? So, if The reason is this. If his disciples failed to develop a proper determination to liberate themselves from cyclic existence first, they would sever the very root of liberation. How then could he lead them to liberation? First, in the beginning, the darkness of ignorance enshrouded his students. They mistook the wonders of cyclic existence, which are in fact suffering, for happiness. As the 400 stanza says, "Fool, if there is no end whatsoever to this ocean of suffering, why are you who are caught up in it not afraid?" So the text continues by saying, in fact, this cyclic existence is not happiness but suffering. The Buddha explained many forms of suffering and led his disciples to become disenchanted with cyclic existence and recognize it as suffering. As this is a necessary precondition, the Buddha spoke first about the truth of suffering. Once you recognize suffering, you see yourself as submerged in an ocean of suffering and realize that if you want to be liberated from suffering, you must counteract it. Moreover, you recognize that you cannot stop suffering unless you counteract its cause. By investigating the cause of suffering, you come to understand its true origin. Consequently, the Buddha spoke next about the truth of the origin. Next, you develop an understanding of the truth of the origin, an understanding that contaminated karma produces the suffering of cyclic existence, that afflictions produce karma, and that the conception of self, or the apprehension of a self, is the root of the afflictions. When you see that you can eliminate the conception of a self or the apprehension of a self, or self-grasping in simple English, you will vow to realize its cessation, which is also the cessation of suffering. Thus, the Buddha spoke next about the truth of cessation. So right at the beginning, it is stated very clearly that everyone has to develop a mind that is intent on liberation from his or her own side. You know, as an individual, we first must have that real interest to want to achieve this liberation that was explained earlier. Until we have this interest, nobody will be able to lead us there, to that liberation, right? So unless we, from our own side, have an interest, a real desire, and a real intention to achieve this liberation, nobody can help us do it. Nobody can bring us there. Yeah? So that's the very essential thing right from the beginning, is to develop this mind. Okay, and the way to develop this mind that is intent on liberation is to see for ourselves the faults of cyclic existence and the sufferings that are found in cyclic existence. When we see the faults of cyclic existence, we see the suffering, we become disenchanted with it. We do not want to have anything to do with it. Yeah. And we will come to develop a real wish, a desire to achieve liberation from cyclic existence when we see, when we realize the faults of and the sufferings of cyclic existence. Yeah. Once we have that wish, then we will investigate, we will find out what is it that keeps us in cyclic existence, what is it that binds us to cyclic existence. And that is where, so this is when we have to realize the truth of the origin of suffering. Yeah. We have to understand this. Yeah. And the truth of the origin of suffering basically means the very thing that binds us to cyclic existence is karma and our afflictions. Yeah. Okay, so we have to understand the truth of the origin of suffering. Basically we will have to come to understand how it is karma and our afflictions that are keeping us in cyclic existence, causing us to experience all those suffering. Yeah? And when we think about our afflictions, we will have to discover, we have to come to realize that all our afflictions arise from their root. And what is the root? What is the very root, the root, the source of all our afflictions? Is none other than our own, in simple English, is ego. Yeah? But I mean, what it means is self-grasping. Or this very conception of a self or apprehension of a self, yeah. Okay? So this is the root of all our afflictions, yeah. So then that begets the question. Yeah. Can this apprehension of a self be removed or not? So that's the question, yeah. So this is something we have to check for ourselves, yeah. Whether is it possible to overcome this conception of a self? And if you analyze and if you come to see for yourself that this conception of the self, this apprehension of self can be removed, then for you, liberation becomes a reality, something that is possible. It becomes something that really exists for you, you know? If you see that the root of everything, of our problems can be removed, and you see that cessation, which is liberation, which is cessation, is possible, yeah? If you see that it's possible, you will have a strong wish to achieve the cessation, isn't it?
Top
So when we gain this certainty in our own minds, and we've proven to ourselves, and we see that, that the conception of the self, or apprehension of the self, can be removed, then for you, liberation now becomes a real possibility. It is something that can be achieved. You're very sure it can be achieved, and you see that it can be achieved, and you see that you want to achieve it. Yeah. And with that stable thought, then you will then think about the method, the way in order, the way by which you can achieve this cessation. Yeah. There, when you have that, when you investigate, then that leads you to the fourth noble truth, the truth of the path that leads to that this cessation. Yeah. So in the Lamrim Chemo, in the great treatise of stages of the path of enlightenment, yeah. So the example of a patient, of a person who is sick, you know, is used as an analogy. Yeah. First, you have to recognize. First, the patient has to recognize that he or she is sick. Yeah. Then comes the wish to be free from that sickness. Yeah. Only when the person has a wish to be free from the sickness, or the person then investigate, you know, what is it that has caused the sickness, yeah. Yeah. And to realizing what's the cause, and to understanding that, hey, in order, and if you understand the cause, and if you understand that you know that there's the cure, you know, there is actually a way out, you know, then the person becomes a bit more relief, isn't it? Yeah. Hey, 无代际, but 无代际, kind of thing, you know. I mean, it can be solved, you know. And then the patient will then understand, also then take the medicine, right? Well, because it's a medicine, then you take the medicine. So then there's a qualm, yeah. Well, if teaching the truth of suffering, so if teaching the truth of suffering promotes the desire for liberation, should not the Buddha have taught the truth of cessation immediately after teaching the truth of suffering? Yeah? You got the qualm? Okay. Huh? Okay. So the reply is 无代际. There's no problem. There's no mistake. Why? At this point, after you recognize the truth of suffering, you have a desire for liberation and think, if only I could attain a cessation that relieves this suffering. But if you have not identified the cause of suffering and have not seen that you can eliminate the cause, you do not yet regard liberation as something attainable. And thus, do not think I will realize a cessation.
Okay,
the qualm is this. Okay, yes, if you teach the truth of suffering, yes, if you realize it, oh yeah, samsara sucks, right? Then you will want to achieve liberation, right? So you will have that mind already, yeah? You have the interest to achieve liberation, yeah? Then if you really have the mind to achieve liberation, then you should immediately reveal the truth of cessation to the person, yeah? Hey, cessation, tokong, like this. That's it. So then why? So we don't need the four noble truths, yeah? Or you don't need the order, you just...
dungal demba sung be jela ta dungal ra shi mo so dungal ta ta lo ti jela ti ger ba
so if I say after realizing what is true suffering all the false and suffering of cyclical existence you would develop a desire to be free from cyclical existence wouldn't you yes or no
ba ta ti chi to kala dungal demba sung be jela ko ten sung na ti ger ba sta.
Yes, you say yes, yeah. So if that's the case, then after teaching the truth of suffering, then the Buddha should teach the truth of the cessation of suffering. True or not? True or false?
Yeah.
It's not about whether true or false. We want the answer that comes after that. So it's okay for the Buddha to talk about the truth of cessation after, immediately after the truth of suffering, right? After you realize true suffering, then you know the Buddha should tell you what's on the other side, true cessation. After introducing to you true cessation, then after that you can take your time to go and find out what is the cause of suffering, and then after that, then let's talk about the path. So the order is fine, isn't it? So true suffering, true cessation, then true origins, then true
path.
So the Buddha could have taught it in this way, right? So actually, by teaching true suffering, true origin, true cessation, and true path, the order is a bit kind of wrong, isn't it? Then what are you going to say? Are you going to defend Buddha or not? Of course. Okay, right answer. Anybody want to try? If you have to give a short and sweet answer, yeah. What do you have to say? Short and sweet.
Yeah, the senior one. Yeah. Yeah, Prakshan, come. Short and sweet, yeah.
Then we need to know that true cessation, yeah. Because we need to know liberation or enlightenment is possible.
So, tanda tila niya kato yapsorta. Dungal diamba sungsa ne tarba tonye lo chigirwa. Sa dungal diamba sa gote sungna tarba chigirwa sorta. Chigmare la korota.
After talking about true suffering, let's see if you realized it. If you realize it means you don't want suffering, you don't want daisi, right? You want to be free of suffering, right? So once you have that wish, then if I tell you, oh, the second thing, true cessation, very good, Tokong. That's the order, right?
다바튼 율로 찍기도와 동아 코에랑 신 동아랑 신동에도 다바튼 율로 찍기도와.
When you realize true suffering, you see the force of cyclic existence, you would develop a wish to be free from cyclic existence, wouldn't you? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes, right? Take phone, yes or no?
Yes. Yes. Question, yes.
When you see that cyclic existence is in the nature of suffering, would you then develop a wish to be free from cyclic existence? Yes or no?
Well, I think my point will be, you need to know that ceasing the suffering is possible by knowing the cause. With the cause, you know the cause, then you know that, oh, got this cause, and there's a method to cease it. Whatever you know the suffering, but the true cessation doesn't mean you know that. You don't know the true cause. You say, oh, why should I do it? I'm not so sure, is it attainable? So you know true cause, so you know it's attainable. True cessation of being, because of the cause, you know the cause, you can survey the cause.
So the answer to Ken Rinpoche's question would be no lah. To realizing true suffering, you will not develop a wish to be free from suffering, from cyclic existence. You all say yes, what? Huh? Not a strong conviction.
Okay. No, that time the nimble that was a lock share, the nimble land the dung, that time the land corona jabby or what?
Okay, the
answer. The answer. The answer. The
So my point asking this question is that it's not so much that the answer is not, the answer is really there in the text, but how you present the answer, are you able to extract, you know, what is said in the text? And then I just learned a new acronym, KISS. Keep it short and sweet. So if you're able to do like, yeah. So yeah, the text and the answer is all there, but you know, able to summarize, you know, in one way that you know the answer is just there, short and sweet, you know.
Okay, so I know I'm sick, right?
You're sick.
But I mean, using the example of the doctor. So if I know I'm sick, then you just give me a bowl of medicine. Why should I take it? It's too good to be true, right? How do I know what this medicine is for? Is it medicine or is it poison? So, I would want to know what this medicine is for and whether it fits my sickness and whether what my sickness really is first. You know, two have to match. The sickness and the medicine. If I don't know it matches, then why should I take the medicine?
Maybe true path is maybe wrong, basically. Have to check, basically have to check what is true path. Have to check what is the cause, have to check what is true origin also. Basically that was what she said, right?
What she trying to say, I didn't get the point. Hello, the name of Molaev.
The Lamden, and the Kunjun Dempa, the Ongosung Gorot.
Yeah, Sung Gosai.
Go to the end.
In a petty college school.
Petty neighbor.
Nobody don't want the machine.
To not Susudi, Nazi, you have a house, and in Nazi, you did carry me to the Jewish world was a tumble.
That's not. ta tong da nyung bu ta lian khari jang tila ta tong da tila ta khoro lok che ta kyun yo ma re se si le jak do ta la ta de de tok sin.
If you read the text, the answer, basically the text is trying to tell, basically the text is not trying, the text is telling us that it's bo tai ji. There's no, yes.
Karen Bujie, I don't want to dance.
Huh?
Okay. I don't want to dance. I'm thinking.
I need to go to the toilet.
Because you tell me the first truth is life is suffering, right? So my next question is, so what? So what, life is a suffering? Can I eliminate it? And what the hell is suffering? You know, what is causing me to suffer? What am I suffering from? So if you cannot tell me what am I suffering from, why should I want to stop it? Maybe suffering is a pleasure to me because, like, you know, right now, right, we are happy with the things. We are happy with having a purple wallet, but the process of acquiring the purple wallet and the desire of having that purple wallet is actually a form of suffering. So if you cannot tell me that this purple wallet is actually a form of suffering, why should I stop desiring for the purple wallet? There's no reason why I should stop desiring. There's no reason why I should stop suffering because it gives me pleasure. Right? So I must know what is suffering first before I stop it. Okay, I go back.
It seems that you all haven't even gotten the qualm, no? Seems like that is my perception.
That's on the deal. Some of the
qualm is this, yeah. Once you have this, the qualm. I'm not making a statement. The qualm is this. If you realize that cyclic existence is in the nature of suffering, you would develop a wish to achieve liberation, wouldn't you? So after talking about true suffering, the next truth can be the truth of cessation. Is there anything wrong with it? So that is the qualm, isn't it? Yeah. And the answer is there is no mistake. In fact, you have to explain the Four Noble Truths in the order that was brought up earlier. First, there's true suffering, then true origins of suffering, then true cessation, then true path.
Oh, toxin. That don't know what that the two are tied to. Kare sugudo sina, dunga ke rangshin mo chudu kala, thapa thunyer samjita chigres, thapa thomna nyebe, lo chita chigir de ina yang, mona chig rangita ko dunga ji kuzi ya pojin mo maswa inza, ta thapa thop thugudo. Top gogodos, nyabado top gogodu nyameta, lo tembushi, shukshimbushi meshi datanda.
So the
Tandanimbo di Tendesh Meba inza, ani Dumas Shebe Jala Namsang, Kunjung Shebe, Tijan Monegata, Tarbatanigu, Pitapos,
So, although after you've realized true suffering, or after you see how cyclic existence in the nature of suffering, although you do develop a mere wish to achieve liberation, but it is not strong. It is not strong and stable. It's not strong and stable. According to the earlier author, after you present truth of suffering, you have to talk about the true origins of suffering. Once you see, once you realize that the causes of cyclic existence can be removed from your own mind, then your wish to achieve liberation is not just a mere wish. It becomes a very strong wish, because you now realize that not only do you want to achieve that liberation, it is actually possible for you. You have the conviction, you understand that it is possible. Earlier, it's just a mere wish, but there wasn't any conviction or you know, real belief, you know, that it is something attainable. So then, there will also be a question as to whether you need to realize emptiness or not before you can actually develop a strong and stable intent on achieving liberation. The question is whether you need to realize emptiness or not before you can really develop the mind that is intent on liberation.
Come.
Yes or no? Tekfong say no.
Huh? What? Huh?
Yeah. Why? We never say yes, we never say no. In order to develop a strong, stable in mind that is intent on liberation, you first have to be convinced, you have to see for yourself that liberation is something that's possible, attainable, you know, it's a possibility. You know. So, before this can develop, you first must realize for yourself that true suffering is the object to be abandoned. And in particular, the root of all the suffering, the conception of the self, that is an object of abandonment, yeah. You must see for yourself, right? In order to see that the conception of a self, ignorance, apprehension of self, in order to see that it can be removed, you first have to see that its conceived object can be removed. Right? Do you have to? Yes or no? When you realize that, you realize what?
어떻게 되네? 나 진짜로 왔다. 아, 근데 다 다들 섬도 다야래. 담당이다. 다 담당이다. 김도 이제 잠시 안 살아보자. 그래서.
Yeah, so this is something that we can think about. So the next section is basically a presentation of the different kinds of suffering, the 8 types of suffering, 6 types of suffering, 3 types of suffering. That is not rocket science, quite straightforward. So you can read on your own. If you have any questions, then you can bring it up on Sunday, because you got the announcement, yeah, which was made last week, right? That this Sunday, instead of discussion, we are having class from 1:30 to 3:30. The discussion will take place on Tuesday instead, yeah? Okay, that means that next Tuesday there's no class. So now I'll give you a couple of questions for the discussion group, which will be held on next Tuesday. Yeah? So as before, you should organize yourselves into groups. Yeah, you all belong to a certain group. Yeah? So just go to your group leaders. Okay, right? Assemble together with your fellow group mates. Yeah. So in the section of the person of small capacity, the sufferings of the lower realms, such as the sufferings of the hells and the animals, no, suffering of the hells and the sufferings of the hells and hungry ghouls were explained. So do they experience the sufferings exactly as it is explained in the teachings or not? Basically, the meaning is it literal or is it a metaphor? But the point of the question is to arrive. The aim of the question is for you to arrive at the end of the day. You should get this understanding that what the Buddha said, all this is really possible. No? But how can we see to realize for ourselves that all of this is possible? No? I mean, as exactly as what the Buddha has explained, because of this reason or that reason, yeah. So that's the thing, yeah. So the goal of this question is at the end of your discussion with one another and through your own thinking, you should move your mind closer to the understanding of the lower realms exactly as what the Buddha has taught, yeah, that eh, it's like that, you know. You know, it's exactly like that because of this or that reason, yeah. Okay?
Okay.
What is the meaning of going for refuge? Why is the Dharma jewel the actual refuge? Yeah, it's the same. It's the two parts, yeah. So what is the meaning of going for refuge? And why is the Dharma jewel the actual refuge? So, how? You can include this as a part of the same same question. How are we freed from the lower realms when we go for refuge? We talked about the four permutations between karma create, karma done and karma accumulated, yeah. So explain the differences.
How many questions? Three. Enough or need more?
Huh? You want liberation, right?
Can include, if not enough, you can include. There's two questions before I gave you. Discuss this one first, not enough, then we can add that. If you have time, yeah.
So today, but then you don't need to, you don't need to show any shit, you don't need to tell, but you don't know, but you don't know, so you don't know. 다가 나시 아니 싶다 잠도 수도 갈았다 간대지를 쓰기에는 약 보지 못할 존재 다 잡수도는 네 손에 간대시 겪으면 뒤로 고와 차고해 그러와 다 내 싸우다 마사 간대시를 했어 내 간대시는 내 싸기요 간대 맞으면 내 싸기요 어디서 고와 차고해 시키지 못해 돌린 채지
So the outcome, I mean the desired outcome of this discussion is that you see for yourself how the suffering of the lower realms is explained by Buddha, how that is entirely possible. You have to move your mind in that direction. You know, it's not just a story, you know, and the kind of thing, but it's actually. And also, the whole point also about this, having the next question is to arrive at an understanding of what it means to go for refuge and how does going for refuge actually protects us from the lower realms. And also, then the next question about karma done and karma accumulated. The point is to come to the understanding exactly what are these two. Especially when we talk about we accumulate this, we accumulate this karma, that karma. What exactly do we mean by accumulating a karma? You know.
What is that? Okay, all right. This all the summer time that Java used to do, never Java, Java Nashing, summer time, Bejabo.
So the point of giving you the discussion questions before the discussion session is so that you can think about it and read the text, you know, and if you prepare for the session, then when you come on Tuesday, it will benefit you. Yeah. So the discussion session is actually very important, you know. It's in fact the best way to really learn the subject, yeah. And when you come, so then during the discussion, there's a chance to air your views, to ask questions as well. Yeah. So it's important that you attend. Yeah. Okay.
The advertisement. Don't miss it.